The P2X7 receptor was pretty unusual. In fact, it was actually a little bit more difficult to clone, and we finished up stitching together two halves of the receptor. I think one came from a superior cervical ganglion cell library, and the other one came from the brain. But the most striking things about the P2X7 receptor were, first of all, its structure, because unlike all the others, it had got a much longer cytoplasmic C-terminus, sort of 200 amino acids more. That's quite unusual compared with the other ones. Clearly, one of the first unusual properties is that when you activate them, the pore down the middle of the receptor, which allows the ions to pass through, progressively gets bigger and bigger. Now, we eventually found a similar property in some of the P2X2 and P2X4, but it's much more striking for P2X7. And then, of course, the other property, which was already known in the sense that when you activate ATP receptors in a macrophage, you can drive interleukin release. That was now known to result from activation of P2X7 receptors. So that tied the P2X7 receptor directly to the interleukin release rather than any of the other P2X receptors. When you activate P2X7 receptors, you obviously set in train a whole host of rearrangements of the cytoskeleton. One of these rearrangements that you see is blebbing, where very large bulging out of the plasma membrane occurs. What that means in normal circumstances for a macrophage in tissue, we don't know. Don't forget that these macrophages are isolated. They are free to bleb. It may be that if that macrophage was in a tissue, then what we are looking at is actually an uncoordinated movement of the macrophage through the tissue, because as you probably know, macrophages are very motile cells. So I think what we're seeing in our isolated environment is probably not what goes on with a resident macrophage, which is in the tissue and surrounded by other cells. But it does certainly indicate that we've got major cytoskeletal rearrangements going on. Now, the other thing that happens is like blebbing, but in a much, much smaller space domain, and that is tiny particles of the membrane, we call them microvesicles, become shed off the cell. And this is an actual loss of membrane. So small particles of membrane, about half a micron in diameter, are budded off and disappear into the solution around the cell. These particles contain interleukin. They contain pro-inflammatory cytokines, because you can catch the particles and then break them open and show that the cytokines are in there. So this was a novel method of secretion. There's been a lot of controversy about how cytokines are secreted from cells. And it looks now as though they're secreted by this process of microvesicle shedding, which a number of other people have subsequently shown as well.